Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Jaws, The Story of a Hidden Epidemiology by Paul Ehrlich, presents a compelling investigation into the modern-day epidemic of jaws problems, including misaligned teeth and crowded mouths, that goes beyond mere aesthetics to address critical health issues. Ehrlich dives deep into the evolutionary, environmental, and cultural factors contributing to this widespread problem, challenging conventional wisdom and highlighting the overlooked consequences on public health. The book blends scientific research, historical contexts, and accessible writing to unveil how changes in our diets, lifestyles, and environments have fundamentally altered human facial structures, leading to a plethora of health challenges. This eye-opening exploration not only diagnoses the issue, but also proposes actionable solutions for individuals and society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, evolutionary perspectives. The evolutionary angle forms the foundation of Ehrlich's argument. He meticulously outlines how the human jaw and teeth have undergone significant transformations over millennia, primarily as a result of dietary changes. Our hunter-gatherer ancestors had a diet that required extensive chewing, which in turn stimulated jaw growth and led to well-aligned teeth. However, with the advent of agriculture and processed foods, the need for robust chewing diminished, leading to underdeveloped jaws and misaligned teeth. This evolutionary perspective not only provides a historical backdrop, but also highlights the intrinsic link between diet and dental health, suggesting that many modern orthodontic issues are not just medical anomalies, but consequences of our departure from natural dietary habits. Secondly, the role of diet and nutrition. Diet and nutrition emerge as central themes in understanding the jaw epidemic. Ehrlich emphasizes the dramatic shift from raw, fibrous foods to soft, processed foods and its impact on oral health. This dietary transition has led to weaker jaws and overcrowded teeth, as soft foods do not provide the necessary resistance for jaw muscles and bones to develop properly. Beyond just dental implications, Ehrlich connects poor nutrition to wider health issues, including sleep apnea and breathing difficulties, which are exacerbated by inadequate jaw development. His analysis underlines the need for dietary changes that include more natural, unprocessed foods to encourage proper jaw development and prevent future health issues. Thirdly, modern lifestyles and breathing problems. Ehrlich links modern lifestyles, particularly sedentary behaviors and increased indoor time, with rising cases of breathing-related disorders, such as sleep apnea and snoring, which are directly connected to jaw misalignment and facial development issues. He explores how changes in posture, increased use of electronic devices, and lack of physical activity contribute to poor development of facial bones and muscles. This segment of the book is crucial as it illustrates the multifaceted nature of the hidden epidemic, showing that the problem extends beyond dietary patterns to encompass broader lifestyle and environmental factors. Fourthly, orthodontics and intervention strategies. Ehrlich critiques the conventional approach to orthodontics, arguing that the focus on aesthetics often overlooks the underlying health issues related to jaw misalignment. He advocates for early intervention strategies that address the root causes rather than just the symptoms. This involves a holistic approach to diagnosing and treating jaw misalignment, including nutritional guidance, exercises to strengthen jaw muscles, and lifestyle changes to promote optimal facial development. His discussion reveals the limitations of current orthodontic practices and calls for a paradigm shift towards preventive and integrative care. Lastly, sustainable approaches to prevention. The book culminates in proposing sustainable approaches to prevent the onset of jaw-related issues. Ehrlich emphasizes the importance of raising awareness about the impact of diet, lifestyle, and environmental factors on oral health. He suggests practical steps, such as adopting diets rich in natural, fibrous foods, encouraging physical activity from a young age, and minimizing the use of pacifiers and bottles to promote natural jaw development. These preventive strategies represent a shift from reactive to proactive healthcare, focusing on creating environments and habits that support healthy jaw development from the outset. In conclusion, Jaws, The Story of a Hidden Epidemic is a thought-provoking read for healthcare professionals, parents, educators, and anyone interested in the intersections of diet, health, and evolution. Paul Ehrlich crafts a compelling narrative that elucidates a widespread yet under-recognized health issue, emphasizing the importance of holistic and preventive approaches to healthcare. This book not only sheds light on the origins and implications of the jaw epidemic, but also provides practical solutions that can be integrated into daily life to improve health and well-being. It challenges readers to rethink conventional norms about beauty and health, making it a vital addition to the conversation on holistic health practices and the importance of lifestyle changes in preventing disease. Ehrlich's insights offer valuable lessons on the interconnectedness of human health and the environment, making JAWS a must-read for those looking to make informed decisions about their health and lifestyle. If you would like to support Paul Ehrlich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.